This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeker,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
Boy, it's nice to hear that mix now. You did a nice job with that, Rob.
I'm not tired
of laughing at Josh's scream at the beginning. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for a Monday. Boy, I'm glad to be here because outside of here, the man is getting me down. The man is getting me down. The man wearing me out. I'll talk about it later in the show. I won't burden you with it now because we have a guest coming up. But, oh, my God. I'm wondering, at a certain point, is it me? But that's another story because I lead today with joy because Rob Spiewak contacted our first guest and was successful in getting this gentleman to come on the show along with his partner. And we could not be more thrilled because I discovered this person for this show and brought it to you guys, and you guys liked him and his partner as much as I did, and that's why we are thrilled. Before we bring him in,
yes,
a little clip on what I like to call the internet's next big superstar.
Okay.
Roll the clip of our man.
I'm Blair. Larry Pennington. Welcome to my thrifted home here in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. It is Saturday. We're back from our trip to Columbus.
Yep.
And everybody's out of town pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to the club tonight.
The club.
And meet a relative of Dave's, another Lasher, David Lasher.
So, okay. Good.
That'll be interesting. He had found us online and they've been communicating. I am wearing my green seersucker jacket.
Love the green.
Wonderful shirt that
I
love.
Yeah, the green works for him. Yeah.
And my wonderful green shoes.
Oh, yeah, the boat
Kenneth
shoes.
Kenneth Cole, I love his shoes. They fit me perfectly. We had a Kenneth Cole outlet. They closed and I was very disappointed because I liked his shoes. Let's see what Dave is
Let's see
wearing.
What Dave's wearing. Come on in, Dave. Let's
see.
Dave,
we're wearing our silver jewelry and our martini pin. He is wearing the green striped polo with the solid green shirt.
Also
green,
lovely white pants.
Now, you normally
same
don't
green
comment,
shoes.
Rob.
So all I can say is, Bob's your uncle.
Bob's
Have
your uncle.
Have a wonderful day.
God. Oh, my Rob gets excited when we have guests. Let's bring
Mike,
in.
Mike, you're hypersensitive. I always comment.
Larry Pennington, and let's bring in David Lasher as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much for making the time to come in on this show. And I got to tell you, I don't know how it came across my feed, my algorithm, but it was there, and I started watching every single day. I wanted to see what Larry was wearing, and then I wanted David to make his entrance and come in here. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, fellas.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here, and I'm going to tell you that, I'm 67 years of age, and I will tell you that I am challenged by technology, but I live in the midst of technology. So I think of people of a certain age as running away from technology. And here you go, Larry or David. We're going to find out who came up with the whole thing. Larry and David, Larry, you have embraced it. You are making a name for yourself. You are putting out content almost every day, and we are thrilled to have you. I'll start with you, Larry. Where did you get the thought
to come in
and do this?
Our house in Florida was completely, when we bought it, everything was sourced from antique shops and secondhand shops and consignment shops. And I wanted to do episodes about my thrifted home. Well, we sold that house before I ever started. So then I decided, well, I'll just start. We dress every night and go out to dinner every night
of
the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided we'd start doing outfit of the day. And then I do some, I also do some decorating hacks and thrifting haul sort of things. And a lot of our things here are also thrifted or inherited.
Well, you answered my first question, because I was going to ask you right away what the thrifted home means. And it means that you, you go out and you find antique stores and you furnish your home that way. Now, do you get, when you talk about your thrifted home, do you also occasionally find thrifted clothing that that you wear?
Especially in Florida. Lots of, like the shirt I have on right now, I thrifted in Florida.
Okay.
The market there is just astounding. People move to the villages. They bring all this stuff. Then they decide they don't need it. Or somebody dies and the family just disposes of everything. So I get a lot of really fine things there.
Well, we are checking in on you at least a couple of times per week to find out what's going on. When did you perceive that you might have a little following? Obviously, you get the numbers when you look at it, but were you surprised at the number of people that kind of tracked with what you were doing?
It started growing very fast. And then I had just really started and 3,500,000 people looked at one of my posts. New York Times Style Section did an article. Newsweek did an article. Tamron Hall wanted me on her show. We were on a cruise. Couldn't do it. And my 15 minutes of fame expired. They didn't call back.
Oh, so, no. Well, they should, because I've just discovered you recently, and I'm captivated as well. And you have been, David, you two have been married how long? How long have you guys been together?
22 years.
Married 22, together 32.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been together for a very long time. As far as you got the New York Times paying attention to this, what about locally? When you're in Rehoboth or you're in Florida, and did you say you live in the villages?
Yes, in the wind.
Wow. That can be, I don't know, I'm a Floridian down here in Fort Myers, but I will tell you, the villages, you know, from what I read, occasionally kind of a wackadoodle little location down there, Larry.
It can be, but I must say they're very nice to us. We dance. Okay. We met ballroom dancing. We dance in the square. The only thing they say is you're such good dancers. We never get any criticism. We never get any blowback on that. And I get recognized there. I get recognized here. We just came back from Columbus. I got recognized in Columbus. It seems everywhere we go, we end up, and I was actually, I had a little episode recently and ended up in the emergency room, and the nurse came and he was going to wheel me up to a room and he said, "You look familiar." And I said, "Are you on TikTok?" He said, "Oh, you're Larry Pennington. I followed." We got to the room. There's a whiteboard in the room and the nurses have written, "We're your number one fans. We love you."
That's great. I don't know what I track with it, because I think I remember my dad, and like he would go to a football game with me, and he would be wearing, when he was going casual, he would be wearing the blue blazer with the blue button down and the gray flannels. And that, I mean, people in the day used to dress. If you go through any airport now, and we talk about it on this show all the time, you see people in their pajamas. Thank you for keeping a little style alive. And out of the week, how many times do you guys go out? It seems like it's constant.
No, we go out every night.
Every night?
For cocktails. We sometimes eat out, or we bring the food back from there. We used to cook, but we no longer see any point in cooking.
Okay. All right. So it's the club I could almost remember them by now.
We have lots of good restaurants in Rehoboth, lots of good restaurants. So.
And I've seen one clip where you had a giant party where everybody was really, compared to you guys, everybody looked a little underdressed. Do you ever see the pendulum, Larry, swinging back where people will dress for just casual occasions of going out for cocktails? He's keeping his fingers.
We have our fingers crossed that will happen. Mm-hmm. And now our friends, especially our friends at the country club, they do dress up. Not quite as much, but they will wear jackets, shirts, and nice sports jackets and things. So we are in a group that does dress.
Rob, I'm monopolizing the conversation. You take it away.
Obviously, it had to be rewarding when you saw over 3 million views of one video that you did. But when you set out to do it,
we cannot hear.
Oh, they can't hear Rob.
Oh, drag.
Oh,
but
no.
Mike, if you could relay this, is it? Did they set out to get views or did they set out to make us look better?
Did you set out to get views on your TikTok or did you set out to make the world dress better?
I just wanted this outlet and it suddenly just blew up. In no time at all, I had 200,000. Now I've got 271,000 followers. It just took off. It was crazy. I couldn't. And one thing, there's no politics on it. There's no drama.
Right.
It's something soothing that people can see every evening.
It is. It is. Yeah. And we need it. We need more of that. And I just realized as we're sitting here talking to you that David Lasher has a striking resemblance to an actor. Rob, can you guess the actor? I think they can't hear you, I'll say it for you. He looks like Ed Harris.
Yeah,
many times.
Do you get that all the time?
Oh, he's better dressed than Ed Harris, but yeah, he does look like him.
Now, in your previous lives, before you slowed down and retired to Florida and now Rehoboth, what line of work were you guys in?
I taught for 43 years, but Dave was in the Air Force for 25, on Air Force One for 11 years.
Wow.
He was head of the crew that maintained the autopilot for Reagan and the first Bush.
Oh, that's amazing. What did you teach when you were teaching, David?
After my retirement from the Air Force, I got a degree in counseling.
School counseling.
Okay, you were great. And I meant to say, Larry, what did you teach when you were teaching?
I taught first grade, I taught special ed, I taught in an autism program, and I taught American history at the high school for 10 years, most recently.
Now, I was telling people on the show last week or the week before that really one of the prettiest beach towns in America is Rehoboth Beach. How long have you been there?
I've had a house here since 1979.
Oh, okay.
Different houses. We built this house as a vacation house, but with the idea of retiring, so we have no steps.
No steps at all. That's the way we do it down here in Florida. You know that, right, Josh? And by the way, having a 12-year-old son, I think I almost died in the garage this weekend, and that was just a little cable that was put down there. Now, the biggest question I have, and I will end with this, the Bob's your uncle. First of all, I just wait for you to say it, and I would not be satisfied if you didn't say it. But I have not researched it, and I have no earthly idea what it means.
It's an English expression that means, there you have it, or voila.
Okay.
So at the end of what I'm doing, it's, Bob's your uncle. There you have it.
That is awesome. And do you have any style advice from either one of you gentlemen that you would like to share with our very wide demographic here? For we like to say from the womb to the tomb, we have listeners. Anything you'd like to share before we let you guys go?
Do not confuse boudoir clothing with streetwear.
Bingo! Bingo! I love it.
Pajamas.
Yes. I love that. That's great. Larry Pennington, David Lasher, we are fans. Wanted to get you on here. We're so glad you took the time at your thrifted home in Rehoboth to join us. And keep making the contact. We'll keep looking for you, okay?
Oh,
they got the hats. Say it.
All I have to say is, Bob's your uncle. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys. That's awesome. There they go. That's fun, huh? That's
good
a
guys.
Little fun.
So nice.
Great.
Yeah. That's the thing about the internet. It can be anybody for any reason at any time. Just two guys to dress up and go out there. And what he was saying, essentially, is don't wear your pajamas on the plane.
Remember, he said in the New York Times, he doesn't understand sweatpants.
I think
that's solid. And you know what?
It.
A curse on the Tamron Hall production staff to not call him back.
Yes.
The man was on vacation.
Well, maybe, maybe we'll give him a little jog.
I see a request in the chat room that for the cruise, we have a Larry Pennington night where we all dress up.
Oh, I love that idea.
That is great. I will throw a jacket on. Absolutely.
And a shirt under it, Mike, please. Wear a shirt under it.
I didn't promise that.
And we'll send an invite to Larry as well.
Okay, yes, that's good. I love that. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. It is a day today where two things happened today that just wore me out. Early on.
One was that interview.
The interview was fun.
I'm kidding, of course.
But the HVAC, I got a split unit in my garage, and I've got a main AC unit that's been on and off. It's okay. Mm-hmm. We heated up a little bit over the weekend, but you remember I had the bad time the last time the HVAC guy was out and he didn't suck out the goo from the condensation line.
When you say you heated up a little bit this weekend, what was the external? What was the outside temperature?
No, I'm not going to go there because you always say
I'm just
supposed
curious.
To be more than
No, I'm not. I promise not to bring that up.
It was in
curious.
The 90s and it was 77 inside the house and it was too warm.
That's way too warm. That is. Was it removing the humidity too? Or?
But the guy that came out last time was the guy that I believe with all of my soul that he did not suck out the line when he was supposed to suck out the line. And
but he did the second time, right?
Because I was standing next to him. And so
point at him and demand that he suck?
First thing, I said, put your mouth on that thing. The first thing I did this morning is I called the place where I didn't like the guy. I didn't like him at all. Didn't like one thing about him. And he didn't knock when he came into the house. I told you about that.
Oh,
that
I hate that, yeah.
And
but
so
you paid for the like warranty or service plan thing.
I paid for the service plan. So I called, canceled the service plan. They gave me a blah, blah, blah. I said, I just want to cancel. Blah, blah, we have to. Blah. I said, just want to cancel it. Blah, blah. So, you know, they never tell you, okay, you're canceled. They say, we will submit this. Bada, bada, bada. And then did my little search for another company to come out and check it out. And so I go to my friends at AI. Mm-hmm. And I put in truth mode, which is a little hack that I got from another poster.
What
that
is
says,
it?
Wait, what is truth mode?
Truth mode.
Does AI normally lie to you?
No, but AI will, if you're looking for recos and you're looking for businesses, they are likely to share with you the same type of people that would be shared on Google. And as you know, you can manipulate Google to, put yourself like, first.
When you do a Google search, if you're not looking, you're going to see up top sponsored hits.
Yeah.
And those are the people that have paid to be at top. So truth mode sort of...
It eliminates that, and they do a deep dive with the reviews and such. But I don't know. I think it's probably bullshit as well. But... I call this company because they specialized in the product that is in my garage, and I decide I'd have them come out. And as soon as the guy arrives, I'm like, I know instantaneously. I am not going into this with a chip on my shoulder. I am the polar opposite. I am looking for a good experience.
Right. You want it to be good.
And this nad is halfway up the driveway, and I know already.
What's
I know
his tell?
Already.
What's his tell?
The dead eyes. The I hate everything I do look.
Yes.
I explained to him what the deal is with the split. He, in his hand, has a service contract.
Ready to go. Of course.
That is
Before
the first.
Looked in?
That is the first thing he hands to me.
Mike, have you ever had automobile trouble in a really small town, say a town that's like adjacent to 95?
Not kind of like the movies or anything like that.
No, but I mean, I have pulled into a service station and they are ready to rebuild your engine right away.
Yeah.
Because they're ready to jump on the opportunity. And I think it's probably the same way.
Well, I think nowadays, much like buying a car or... Yeah. Going out to look for anything, we have at our disposal a lot of information. And I think that makes it a little bit easier. But this guy, but it doesn't change attitudes. And the attitude is such that I'm getting a little of the, well, we really can only make one service call per unit. I said, yeah, because doing it any other way would not be fucking over the consumer, because you're going to make a separate trip back instead of just taking a peek at the other unit just to make sure they're both functioning.
Exactly.
So I get
every service company now in America is obsessed. Every owner of every company is obsessed with RMR, recurring monthly revenue. And that's why they're all pushing these service plans, because they just make money for them not doing anything.
And do you push that when you're when you're installing remote controls, Josh?
At the company that I quit, part of that was the RMR transition, and I disagree with ownership.
RMR, recurring monthly revenue. We've learned a new term, and I think that's interesting.
Makes perfect sense.
The little unit that cools the garage, and it was at a time we were doing the show from the garage, and that's why we had that put in.
Oh, but I thought it was just for Jake.
No, Jake can live in the jungle, Josh. He's, I think, a snake from the great Amazon forest or something like that. I don't know, but it's so we go. I have him finally. I'm like, well, you. If you have time, you can take a look at the big unit, but blah, 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 blah. I just don't want to argue, and he's got the dead eyes. I said, okay, I'll take a look at it. And then I said, okay, if you need anything, just knock on the door, and we'll see. And he goes off and does his thing, and I don't bother with it. I just go back to the computer and boo-da-ba-da. And then I hear the door sensor go on, where he has now, just like the other guy, walked into my home.
No After need you to told
knock.
Him.
No, it's no knock need to knock door. When you don't give a fuck or you have any respect for the customer. Yeah. Zed, Bagel, we are an ATM to him. That's what it is.
That's it.
And he tells me, okay, your fan motor is shot. And I said, can I look at it? I said, okay. He said, I have checked and it appears that this thing is under warranty. We can do the paperwork and get that item covered by warranty. I said, that's it. That's a win. And he said,
right.
But it does not cover labor. And I immediately go, and I said, okay, to unscrew that motor, unplug it and plug it back in, what is the cost for that? And he said, that's $499.
I was expecting $200.
Yeah.
Well, in some places, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Payment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And at this point, I'm like, that's outrageous. Dude, I said, you know what, and by the way, when I went inside and I researched it, the part is anywhere from about $168 to $324. That's where we are with that.
Did you say what I would have said is, and so why is it warrantied? What does the warranty cover then? Because obviously it's still going to cost me $400. Yeah. So what's our next move here?
Well, the next move for me was, I'm going to cancel the service plan
of course.
I just signed up for.
Yeah.
I will pay your visit fee, you know, your diagnostic fee. It can be a trip fee, a diagnostic. I'm learning this. I'm learning all of it. I'm learning how all this works.
Might have been a convenience charge.
Yep.
Well, once gas prices went up, everyone now has trip charges.
Yeah.
Because they got to pay to come here out. It also is why they say now with AI taking over everything, you want to be a plumber, an HVAC guy, or an electrician.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because
that's the future.
Because they will price gouge. And so I refused the repair. Sent him on his merry way.
How did he react to that? I imagine again with dead eyes, right?
Dead eyes. Nothing to him. Well, nothing to him.
He doesn't care. His boss cares. He doesn't care.
That's right.
He didn't care at all. Doesn't. What am I listening to? I think I heard something. I think he's outside. No.
That's the sound of a warranty contract, Mike.
And I said, okay, thank you. And he goes on his side. And then I get online. While he apparently is still filling out his rip-off paperwork in the driveway.
Yes.
And I look and I see that in certain companies, the trip fee will be taken out of the repair cost. And I said, so I go out there. I said, by the way, it says here, if I agree to do the repair with you guys, the trip fee will go towards the repair cost. He said, well, that would be if we had the part on the truck, but we have a separate fee for coming back out. That's the world we live in, folks. That is the world we live in right now. And so, you know, nothing's going to keep them from.
I'm genuinely shocked that they didn't 450.
Oh, and I asked him, by the way, I said, how long does it take to do that repair? Because I looked at it.
Yeah.
And you would not believe how simple it is.
Yeah, 20
We're not
minutes.
Talking about it. And he said, about an hour and a half. I said, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, does that include lunch?
it is what it is.
He has to sit there and let the room cool, make sure it actually cools down the room.
I'm genuinely shocked they didn't have some piece of shit fan on the truck, because that's another move, is to make you be certain that you buy the part from them.
Yeah.
One of the greatest parts I ever broke was when a plumber said, oh, I just happen to have a new garbage disposal on the truck. I can install it for you today. I said, so funny you would say that. I went to Home Depot this morning and also bought a garbage disposal. And I pulled it out from behind the counter and said, will you install this one for me? And he's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I left it with him. And that's where the... And then my kid goes off on his e-bike around the neighborhood, and his phone's not working, so I can't keep tabs on him. So
right.
It was just a bit of an unrewarding Monday morning, but
meaningless, unrewarding.
And I agree, finding a mom and pop, that is the challenge. But even with these
really hard.
It's really hard.
Every mom and pop is selling out because these big companies are offering so much money,
right?
Because of that RMR.
Yeah. Yeah, it's craziness.
They're buying off the competition, and so they can get all the money.
So down the road, here is the plan. I mean, I literally looked at the thing.
You too.
I literally looked at it, and I said, there are a few bolts down on the floor of this thing. Slips out. Unscrew the other bolts. Take the motor out. Put it back in. Attach it to the fan. Attach it to the electrical circuit board.
Is it like
with the power turned off? Of course.
Is it like a junction box that like clips in, or do you have to do any soldering or wiring?
Looks like a clips in.
That's cool. Yeah.
And I will tell you because this is on the heels of me changing out a breaker.
Yeah.
In my electrical box, which I was pretty proud of. I did not electrocute myself, so I was happy with that. Yes.
I would love for you to make these as TikTok videos.
Like when I'm doing stuff?
Of you being a handyman.
No, I would rather have a TikTok video of you talking to the dead eye guy. That would be more
entertaining.
Got
to get the right glasses for that. I have to get the glasses.
Josh can come.
Yeah, so was doing the little power washing outside this weekend, and that's where it was real satisfying. And I went from a really satisfying weekend of having a breaker that blew, replacing the breaker, and then firing up the old electric power washer again, and then getting the right cleaning solution that killed the green smeg that was all over my umbrella. And I was
up and do the reflecting pool.
I am a simple man simple tasks that is now pivoting in my financial situation to do it yourself, which, by the way, you're going to get homeowners. They're going to be so much more handy because everybody's doing this because they are. Yeah. It is larceny. It is petty grand theft.
It's
in some cases, grand larceny.
It is. Yeah.
By the way, the overall cost for one of these systems. Do you know what the markup is? It's mind numbing for the big ones that they put in a house with all the ductwork and stuff.
Yeah. Mike, will you entertain a question?
I will indeed.
Okay, so when you say you replaced a breaker, this is the switch, like a circuit breaker switch that you had to come out and put back in? Can you walk us through that briefly or not so briefly? Because attempted a repair like that.
All right, so here it is. The scary part is that if you're not a trained electrician, you're taking the risk yourself, but if you shut the power off to the main breaker box, all your power goes out and you don't have on the lower breakers. Now, you don't want to mess with the top where the electricity is coming. The top is still hot. So the top is still hot. Baby. You don't want to mess with anything there.
But you do have to open it up completely. So those wires are exposed.
When Josh is talking about opening it up completely, every breaker box, you see them in every house. And it's that little gray box. And you open a door up and then you get in there and that's where your breakers are. You have to take that off. So I take that off.
How nervous were you?
Nervous until I put my tongue on the circuit.
No, Mike, I hope you didn't do that.
To make sure it was once I knew it was it wasn't live. I knew it anyway because I'd shut the power off, the main off. Mm-hmm. I was
and
kind
is
of
it
cool.
True, in Florida, the building code, and I don't know if this has changed, but I know in the 80s this was the way it was. You're not allowed to use insulated wire. So all the wires in a house in Florida is just bare copper. Is it still like that?
It is not.
Okay, so it's safe
for
now.
The wires were covered.
Now have the ground in wire in Florida. Oh,
well, that's optional.
So as Josh says, you take the breaker. And by the way, Josh, weigh in if anything strikes you as odd. Or I take the whole cover off, and I identify what the breaker was. Number 13. Could be bad luck.
It's fine.
And,
was this a GFI breaker?
It was not a GFI breaker.
Is that the one that goes into a wet environment where there's a button that pops on the outlet?
If there's a little surge, it'll pop, and you got to go reset it.
Yeah, it doesn't go into a wet environment, though, right?
Well, no, will find a GFI breaker in a kitchen or a bathroom or a garage, place right, where there might be moisture.
Where water would cause a short.
The wet environment. I was at American University, and
Mike,
had a girl.
We don't have any time for that right now.
You're talking about wet environments.
I understand.
I go, and you got to kind of wiggle it out. Because it's got a little hook on it.
It snaps in, it.
But you gotta sort of wiggle it to slide it out, and I do that, and then your work is not done because you have to unscrew where the wire is connected to the breaker, and I do that, and I'm off. I'm off to the Ace. I'll give you the response I got at the Ace Hardware. Don't have it.
Is the place for the help for hardware folk.
And it's my favorite hardware store.
You've been singing their praises for several hurricanes now.
Yeah.
It goes back many weather events.
Then it's off to the Home Depot. Not a fan. Never been a fan. Don't like it. But tough. I go thinking maybe they'll have that. They don't have it. They sent me to. They didn't send me to Lowe's. I go to Lowe's. Last chance. And Lord Almighty, there they go. They keep that particular breaker, that particular product. They have it in stock.
Lowe's is sort of
the matching unit.
It's less glamorous than your Home Depot, but I think Lowe's is better for product. I think they have more stuff.
It's more glamorous than Home Depot. Home Depot is where the contractors go. Lowe's is like a step above Ace for the homeowner.
Okay, and I like Lowe's because they are helpful, and I get it. And then it's back home, and
you put out the fire.
I told Carla that the main would be off until we get back and we reinstall everything. And so
she's
without
staring at her phone, screaming.
I can't communicate.
Why won't you? Why?
Casino.
Why?
Carla can't get into a casino.
That's why you told her to get a manual slot machine from 1940.
Exactly. And slide it in. Yeah. Throw the switch. Bob's your uncle. Bingo bango. But then.
Was the tensest moment when you threw the switch?
Yeah, because it's the same circuit as the refrigerator in the garage. I look over at that to see if the power's on, and it worked. And then I went out to finish my power washing job, but they tripped the breaker again, and then I simply said, obviously I'm overloading this. I will take another outlet, and I will plug it into another outlet, which is what I did. I think that was the right thing to do, right, Josh? That
sounds
if it's
about
tripping. Yes. Although I've used it before, who knows what it's connected to. Bob's your uncle.
Maybe you have too many things in the fridge.
You can never have too much in the fridge.
I know, actually. I was just being silly.
Although I brought my a lot of my cans of Guinness to Millsy's house, and they stayed there because I ended up drinking a pink drink.
Pink Guinness?
Yeah. No, just it was a pink drink with vodka and rum.
What made it pink?
the base that you get, like the pink.
All the berries.
There's a pink drink somewhere you can buy. It's like a soft drink. It's like a fruit juice based.
Okay, wow, sounds
pink
good.
Pink drink that that the kids like and the adults like, and they made like a kind of a punch. Kind of a punch out of it.
Vodka is good in something
like that. Starbucks
that.
Pink drink?
That's sort of
the only
like
time
that.
I ever hear about a pink drink is Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pink Guinness. Hey, have your pink Guinness. There you go. So, really satisfied. Got the job done. Unbelievable. 30-second cleaner on my umbrella with all the mold on it, and phenomenal.
Did Everything you just power wash well. It, or did you use some sort of
I used the 30-second cleaner on it and sprayed that on. You're supposed to just hose it off, but I used that with the power washer.
Look out.
Which, you wouldn't believe it. You would not believe that. Why I didn't do it sooner is beyond me, but brand new. I have a brand new umbrella out there. I am so proud.
What you should have done is you should have showed your umbrella to the guy fixing your air conditioner.
I did
Would
this
you come
myself.
And look at this? Come here.
Yeah. Yeah. If you charge people, you know, for power washing, you know, you get a guy that, you know, you get Joe Arger coming out and, you know, power washing your deck, and then you're not
satisfied.
I know
so many great people that have been in the power washing business. We knew one guy on the Eastern Shore who wasn't even qualified to just do things, but he had a power washing business.
Sure.
Right. And you buy a truck, you buy a power washer, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of his company was Shore Wash. And whenever you called his cell phone, he would say, and we listened to the message over and over again because we found it so funny. Thank you for calling Shore Wash. All of our representatives are busy right now. All of them? Him?
Well, it worked this weekend, and then I ran into the roadblock. So later on, I'll make the determination. It looks pretty easy. It looks pretty easy. Pretty easy. We'll see what happens. But they wear you out.
I think you'll be able to do it. I think
they wear you out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's larceny, and it's not larceny when I'm doing something myself. But you know,
it's rewarding.
Absolutely. And all there is a risk of electrocution and a tiny risk of a serious fall. Other than that, you know, I'm fine.
What you need is the proper motivation. Once the house gets cool, more pink drink for everybody.
Exactly. And Rolando, yes, the umbrella can be used as a walking cane. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mike.
Right here. Tidbits, baby. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun, and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeO'MaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great, and the laughs are guaranteed. Now, I'm just glad I didn't get electrocuted. Play the music, Rob. We're ready to go here. Here we go.
I think you did great, Mike. You should be proud.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We start today, as we seem to every day, ladies and gentlemen, with the Middle East. Tensions continue as U.S. strikes target Iranian military positions. The tensions between the U.S. and Iran continue to escalate after a brand new round of U.S. military strikes targeted Iranian positions in the region. American officials say the attacks were aimed at military infrastructure and groups linked to recent threats against the U.S. interests. Iran has responded by saying it remains ready to defend itself and has insisted that it still controls shipping through the Strait of Hormuz.
Moose.
Hormuz.
How about this? I'll say whore, you say moose.
Okay.
Whore.
Moose.
Now let's reverse it.
Moose.
Whore.
One of the most important oil shipping routes in the world, that's what that is. The big concern now, whether this turns into a larger conflict. Oil prices, financial markets, and countries around the world are watching closely. Basically, every side says they don't want a war, which is usually when everybody starts preparing for a war.
This has driven the prices of air conditioning repairs sky high.
Oh, just get ready for it to be double charge for a trip. For a visit. Hormuz. 84-year-old, an 84-year-old guy. He's a Florida man, and he is facing serious charges, ladies and gentlemen, after police say he tried to set his former partner on fire.
Oh.
Following the end of their 42-year relationship.
Mm-mm.
2 years. They're old. Authorities say the 84-year-old man and his ex met in a parking lot where police allege he poured gasoline onto her vehicle and set it afire.
Who can afford that anymore?
And he did that, oh, by the way, when both of them were still inside of it.
Oh, yikes.
The woman.
Going down together.
The woman managed to escape and suffered burns to her leg. The suspect also suffered serious burns to his face.
I'm sad because I bet that lady had great legs.
Well, his face is damaged, and so are her legs, and his hands were bothered, too. He was later arrested.
Oh, bother. My hands are oozing.
He was later arrested after receiving medical treatment. Police say, I can't believe this, alcohol may have played a role incident. After 42 years, most people would expect a sad goodbye, maybe some divided property, not a crime scene involving gasoline. So there it is.
Mike, I still think they love each other. Deep down, they do.
Well, he came prepared with the gasoline.
Yes, like, he did.
That was thought out ahead of time.
Premeditation. Teenage prank involving an Orbeez water pellet gun in Florida turned into a very real and dangerous situation. Is that a thing? Yeah. A water pellet gun? So is it Orbeez?
An Orbee is little gels that are these tiny balls, but they soak water in and they get larger.
Do they hurt when they get heavy with water, I would imagine?
It's a little sting. It's not as bad as like a pellet gun or
an airsoft paintball gun. But the thing is do you have to go and collect up the Orbeez after the fact because they've littered the entire yard?
They disintegrate.
Well,
you see, Mike, it's great. Orbeez loves the environment.
Well, it wasn't great here, Rob. Police say a group of teens accidentally shot the wrong vehicle while playing around. The driver of that vehicle, Larry Pennington.
No, I'm sorry.
The driver of the vehicle believed he was being attacked and decided to take matters into his own hands. Officials say the man followed the teens for... God, old people hate kids down here. I mean, they really do. The kids are being assholes. Let's make no mistake about that.
But they hate.
I'll tell you a quickie about Carla before we go on with this story. Okay. Carla working out in the gym. My son's on the treadmill or the stair machine or whatever he's on next to her. She's trying to get his attention. He's got earbuds. And one of the ladies in between them look over at my wife and say, he doesn't talk. And my wife looked at him, at the lady, and said, yes, he does. He's my son. And then she looks back at my wife and says, well, some of the kids came in here and vandalized the gym a couple of weeks ago. And Carla says, why are you telling me this? That's the attitude.
So great to handle it that way.
They don't even hide it. They don't even hide their malice. It's like, go to the 55 or dead community.
It would be great if she gets approached, get an Orbeez gun, but soak the pellets in gasoline.
There you go. Enjoy.
If you can afford it.
There was a good story with the Orbeez guns last week of kids that got into a Waymo and drove the Waymo around shooting people. And the interior cameras saw what was going, so they just redirected the Waymo to the police station.
That is a good story.
The car just drove them straight there.
Oh, I love that. So this dude follows the teens, forces their vehicle to a stop. He pulls out a loaded handgun, and he orders them out of the car before police arrive. The driver is now facing... Yeah, of course. The driver is now facing charges, including aggravated assault, false imprisonment. The teen involved in the prank also faced consequences. It's another example of how something that starts as a joke can turn serious. Yeah, look. Don't fuck with people. That's the bottom line. You don't.
Valid point. You never know
who's on the other end. That's the way it goes. But the overreaction, now they both go to jail. Ha ha. That's the way I look at it.
I hope they don't fight each other in jail with their Orbeez.
Artificial intelligence is moving beyond the office and into the family room. Companies like OpenAI are looking at ways AI can become a part of everyday household life, helping with homework, organizing family calendars, planning meals, answering questions, and helping people manage their busy lives. Well, it's kind of doing that anyway, isn't it?
I used it today, Mike, to try and figure out how to play Mahjong. tricky.
It's living his best life, Josh. He's living his best life. There it is. So
this is OpenAI saying they want to replace Alexa. Instead of Alexa getting smarter, straight to us.
It'll be better. Tech experts say the next big battle for AI companies may not just be business users, but families who use the tech every day. The idea is that your assistant could eventually help with everything from your grocery list to your vacation plans, which means someday soon your computer may know you forgot your anniversary before your spouse does.
And don't forget, if you're going to the parking lot, to bring gasoline to kill your wife.
Hey, fun! Isn't fun the best thing to have?
It is, Mike, truly.
Moving right along, smart glasses get a new makeover. Smart glasses are getting a second chance with a new approach. Now, Josh was showing us his smart glasses last
handy,
week.
Josh?
Let's see if he's got them. Right. Look at that. He keeps them right next to his desk.
I love when he puts them on. There he looks smarter. That's why they're called smart glasses.
Josh Soroka, smart glasses user.
Actually, Mr. Romero, it's time for me to put these on, but they need to be charged.
A marvelous idea, sir. Earlier versions of smart glasses made people nervous because they worried they were secretly being recorded. Mm. The new generation is focusing more on features like translation, navigation, receiving notifications, and helping people access information without pulling out a phone. I like that.
Mike,
I
like almost every word in that sentence rhymed. Notification, information. Everything. It was perfect. It was like
the new generation will focus more on. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can do that. We'll focus more on features like translation, navigation. Too slow. Fucking soundboard. Right? When you try to do a quick one and it's got.
I know. Well, because, Mike, because poetry is not something that should be hurried.
Translation, navigation, receiving notifications, helping people access masturbation, information.
No, mastication.
Oh, sorry about
that's
that.
Eating.
Tech companies say the goal is to make the glasses feel more natural and less like a surveillance device.
I love that. Thank you, Mr. Liddy.
The real test will be whether people want to wear a computer on their face all day.
Can you wear them on the SS Veendom?
Yes, I'll be on the Veendom with my red, white, and blue Speedo. Or you just want to look like they're in a science fiction movie. So isn't that special? All right.
Josh had his ready. Yeah.
Yes, at the while. A Kentucky man finally allegedly took leaving the hospital to a whole new level. Police say the man was being treated at a medical facility when he decided he was ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
But instead of waiting for a ride home, he allegedly, he did what most people in Kentucky do when they're ready to go home from the hospital. He stole an ambulance.
Of course.
The strangest part of the story, authorities say he was still wearing a hospital gown when he took off in the emergency vehicle.
Well, I'm not getting rid of free clothes.
Police eventually tracked him down. He was arrested on multiple charges. The big question, if you're going to commit a crime, is a hospital gown really the outfit you want to make your getaway in? If you're going to do it, wear pants. Wear your pants, people.
He thought about it, and he decided that a hospital gown was the best costume for the day.
I'm leaving my Kentucky hospital, and I'm doing it in my pants. Yeah, baby.
Gowns and pants.
All right, we got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about Soul. After a long work day, is your brain still working overtime, stressed out, keyed up, unable to shut off? It's summer, for crying out loud. Come on.
Come on, Josh.
That's why we love Soul out-of-office THC gummies and drinks. They're made to help you relax, unwind, and actually enjoy your evening. Whether you want to kick back after work, sleep better, laugh a little harder with friends, or just get in a Waymo and shoot your neighbor's house.
Don't do that. Don't do that at all. No.
No, no, you don't want to do that.
A Kentucky ambulance sound like a sex act?
The Soul Company has nothing to do with the way Mike O'Mara reads their commercial and ads and things that are not related at all.
Just being silly, that's all.
A Waymo's a good idea, though.
It is a great idea.
Stop it! Stop it! Shut up! Stop! Stop!
You know who was calling him? Those were Josh's smart glasses.
The gummies taste great. The drinks are refreshing. And every product is made with high-quality ingredients and clearly labeled doses, so you always know what you're getting. Best of all, no hangover, no mystery ride, just an easy, enjoyable way to put your mind out of office. This summer, give your brain a little freedom. Check out Soul out-of-office gummies and drinks. Today, your mind has earned the mental vacation, and they are officially Spiewak and Stroker approved. True. Give yourself yourself the gift of a healthier unwind with Soul. Now, sure. Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com. Promo code TMOS. 30, count them, 30% off. All right, Rob Spiewak, you've wanted to do this for a week now. Theme park jargon.
This is the best piece of theme park jargon I've ever heard. Now, if you listen, you can hear stuff on radios when you're walking around King's Dominion or your local theme park. The one that Mark Riddell, who was a muckety-muck at KD for a while, he said, always listen for the phrase protein spill. Because that means someone has puked on a ride.
That's what they call it, a protein spill. That's funny.
And it used to crack me up. And we were one time, we were denied access to the Dominator due to a protein spill. And so we knew exactly what and don't think we didn't tell everyone that could hear us.
I will say this.
What that means?
Yeah.
Someone puked. That's right.
I will say this, as someone who has not only done it once, but twice, in my childhood and the other in my senior years when I off the Guardians of the Galaxy ride and I puked on the ride and then I puked into the trash can when we all got off the ride.
I still think it would be great to get a small self-adhesive brass plaque and sneak it onto that trash can. This is where the mic goes. Because it would be so fun to spot it, and I don't know that they would be able to pick it up.
Well, you remember the guy next to me had one leg.
I did not know that.
Yes, he had one leg, and I almost puked on him. But I was so skilled.
He hopping mad?
No, he really didn't notice because I was so skilled in projecting my vomit to the right and out.
Yeah.
You know, on the outside of the car, I was fantastic. That's all I was thinking about. The last thing you want to do with perhaps a veteran is to barf in his lap, for God's sake.
That's true.
You know?
You don't want it. I mean, they're already at odds. He probably didn't feel that great himself.
It was really the last theme park experience I will ever have.
A great one.
And really tough. And good job to get it out of the car with the amount of spin in that thing does.
I know how to manage my protein spills. I really do.
I don't think I've ever thrown up. I have had to sit down on the pavement and collect myself after a ride. But
that's
never
because of the tears, right?
No, this was a ride that no longer exists at King's Dominion called the Apple Turnover. Now, imagine if you would, a ride that is a large disc and there are cars hanging from it. And you get in and it starts to spin to a point that the cars go 90 degrees outward, right? So you're spinning, you're parallel to the ground and you're spinning, and then the circular device goes up 90 degrees, so you're spinning at full centrifugal force this way. And when I didn't realize it did all that. When I got off, I had to sit down and collect my thoughts. But this is...
No!
And the Guardian died.
Then what happened?
And then I had to sit down.
No!
And then I had to hold my head.
No, and then!
And then!
No, and then!
And then!
No, and then!
And then I had to get a drink of water.
And the Guardian's ride, I had to lay down next to that trash can.
It is
because
so,
I couldn't walk afterwards.
It's becoming sort of a destination for TMOS employees.
It is.
Do you think... This much, you know what? If you get a chance, because not a homework assignment. I know you pop over to Disney a lot, Josh. Maybe just taking a break, having a beverage break, and sitting outside that ride just to check people out that are walking out of it, which might be kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, what I could do is I could wear the glasses and just sit outside watching people.
Oh, that'd be great.
How great would that be? Rob, I don't think it's just older people. Kids puke on it, too.
Yeah, they do, but I think that it's more funny when old people do it. Or I should say funnier.
Funny. First of all, of course, down here, 100% humidity and the heat.
Yeah.
And I had to linger. My family was worried about it.
And Mike, to be perfectly honest, you were excited because you're at Disney.
I did it at the end of the night. And after laying down for a while, tried to leave, and I couldn't get on the monorail because it was moving too much.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with thrill rides. I can do speed and everything. I'm not great at spinning, but what gets me, and I think that's what gets people on the Pirates, Guardians of the Galaxy, is the virtual reality.
No, sorry, I looked it up. The ride is called Guardians of the Caribbean.
That's the one, and it smells like bromine when you go in.
And
but
it's
I do think any time that it isn't
it
at all.
No, it's a roller coaster that spins in like a corkscrew, but then your seat moves and spins also, like you're on the teacups.
But there isn't any sort of projection or 4D going on with it as well. I thought
there
was.
There's projections like on the walls or whatever. Yes,
I think that messes with your innate balance as well. But I could be wrong. Anyway,
oh, no,
Mike,
the ride is called Guardians of the Mansion.
Is it a scary ride?
No, it's a I got it. It's a small pirate.
Now that is that's a great. It's short.
Yes,
you just go in and you see him and you say, "What is that?"
He is. Thank you.
He is a small pirate. Well, Mike, this is last week at Disneyland, I believe, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Okay.
They had to close it down, and people heard on the radio why they closed it down, and they had to do some research. They said, on Toad's Wild Ride, we've got a code grandma. And I didn't know what a code grandma was.
What is a code grandma?
A code grandma means someone distributed human remains in the ride.
And so much that it had to be shut down.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Now, keep in mind,
the type of people that would do that probably did it like all klutzy and stuff too, right?
Well, you know that I want some of me at the Grizzly. I've actually showed Josh the exact place I want to be. But this was on the ride to a point, Mike. This ride moves at a good enough speed that when they dumped it, it didn't just stay in their row. It went behind them as well. So the
that will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
So when the code grandma went down, the floor didn't just get grandma. The people behind them got grandma as well.
Have you thought about how you want your family doing yours?
I have not. I'm thinking that it's going to have to
involve... Have you thought about it at all?
Yes, you have.
Well, I mean,
base of the bear.
Well, I know exactly where they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to get the ashes in. They're not... I think it would be okay to get the ashes in.
Checks really well.
They do. They do the X-ray and everything. But I'm thinking inside of a stuffed animal would be valid in a Ziploc bag. Maybe. I don't know. It's up to them. I'll be dead.
Well,
I don't care.
I could put you in my pocket and walk in, and they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Put Rob in your pocket and scatter him like Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly.
Or the dirt from from the Great Escape. You could make it fall out of your pants.
No, Shawshank Redemption. Around. How about something people have actually seen?
Saw a movie that won 4 Oscars, Mike. It's so obscure.
Yeah, what year was fucking Great Escape?
I've never seen it.
You're going to see
it. Upset. You got me so upset. I said escape.
Now, Josh, you're going to see The Great Escape, and it's long, too. It's really long, and you're going to have to watch it.
What year was it?
1962, maybe? Steve McQueen? Yeah.
My Shawshank Redemption mention is an older movie, a very old movie now. Come on.
It is, but it was such a great key plot point in The Great Escape.
It wasn't in the Shawshank Redemption.
It was also
good. By the way, superior film to The Great Escape.
Not going to argue it.
Shawshank Redemption, much better movie.
I'm not
going to
argue it because, see, the problem is you'll never give up the fact that you're wrong on it. So I'll let you have that one.
No, it's not. Because Steve McQueen, as far as credibility, as far as the performances are jive in The Great Escape.
Mike, The Great Escape was a hit from the word go. Now, I appreciate the fact
Escape
that...
The Great Escape is 3 hours long.
That makes it
a loser just initially.
I applaud the fact that the Shawshank Redemption, though it failed upon release, picked up viewership and fandom on continuous airings of WTBS. I think that's nice.
Is that where you discovered it?
No, I saw it in the theater. I went to a double feature of the Shawshank Redemption and The Great Escape.
You see it?
I think I originally saw it on HBO.
For me, it's TBS.
But TBS used to show
it all the time.
Yeah, like 3 times a week they would show it.
All right. Okay.
But anyway, I would like to be scattered. Not much, just some. Some of me at the base of the bear outside the Grizzly. And
could be scattered like out in the farmer's field, like in that movie, Birth of a Nation.
That'd be good. I'd like that. I don't like that movie so much, though. I don't want to be scattered by
the
movie.
Or
the
one where the guy
gets the trip to the moon.
The trip to the moon.
How about the one where the train comes at the camera?
Yeah, and the audience flees in terror.
Yes, because the train has my ashes on.
All right, so whatever you... Is this jargon, Grandma?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
the
that's
last
it. That's
jargon?
Yeah, it's a new piece of jargon that I think is great. Code Grandma.
Code Grandma.
I'd love to listen for it.
I have not heard Code Grandma.
Keep your ears open.
I have heard Treasured Guest.
Treasured Guest? I know what this is,
but so Josh, you tell
him. So they will call the manager over and say, hey, could you come over and help with our Treasured Guest?
It means the person's being an asshole.
Yeah, it means the person's causing a problem.
That's probably what they call me at the HVAC companies.
Yes.
No, they just call you an asshole.
Right. They don't need to cover it there.
No, but Disney has a whole code of the way you perform, a code that may, if you want to get really mad at someone, you call them a treasured guest.
Wow.
And that's how you can communicate it to other people. Yeah.
I love that. I love that.
But watch out for Grandma. Mr. Toad's. And by the way, who wants to be scattered on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride? There's a dozen rides better than that.
Well, it's, you know, at least they're at the A-list theme park instead of some hack, you know, Virginia theme park. You know,
Mike,
that's it. I'm sorry.
You can talk about the great escape all you want. Well, but when you start pissing on a place that I'm an ambassador to,
that's like making fun of a family member to Ralph.
Yeah.
All right. I retract this statement.
Thank you. It's a great theme park. Very clean.
Treasured asshole. You're a treasured asshole, Rob.
I really am a treasured asshole and an ambassador. I put the ass in ambassador.
We'll take a break and come back with something. I've lost my place in the show right now. Navigating life these days isn't always easy. Trust me, it's not, Josh. I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work. Sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone, especially if you're running around the house and Mrs. Spiewak says you're a treasured asshole.
What are you doing to our clients today?
Come on. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
You're a treasured podcast host today.
Finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job. That's where RULA comes in. RULA. RULA connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session, sometimes even $0, depending on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with RULA today. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit RULA.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, RULA. All right, there we go. All right, back to the Treasured Assholes show.
We have the greatest show in the world. I just want to say that.
So the way I get it, you had said that Paramount is taking over the world, and now they want to buy something else, and they want to get their claws into all sorts of media. What is the latest with the nasty Paramount company that's trying to buy up everything?
I'm trying to find the story here, but right here, Mike.
It's Warner Brothers. They want to buy, correct?
All right, before you put it on, let me just say this, that I know I'm late to the party. It's already won a slew of Emmys. But I am digging on the show Pluribus. And I don't know if either one of you have hopped on this bandwagon yet.
What is it?
It's sci-fi, and it's pretty solid sci-fi, too.
It's Apple
right?
TV. The entire first season's out, so you can skim through it. Mm-hmm. And it's it's like end of the world, AI or something takes over.
I'm going to give it a second view. Mrs. O'Mara even might be intrigued, which is very rare because she doesn't watch a lot of TV. What were you going to say?
It's the lady from Better Call Saul.
Yeah, yeah. She's the star. Okay. And it really
I started to watch that when I had Apple TV. I did watch that. It was good.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Right now it's got a not bad. I'll let you know if it really holds my interest. It's a really tough plot line to wrap your arms around.
If you do want a show that will probably draw Carla in, you really should try her on episode one of Search Party. I think she would like it.
Okay.
I followed Rob's advice, and we gave Search Party a chance this weekend. And it took a little bit to get into the first season, but we're now like halfway through the third season. we're obsessed with it. It's all we watch this weekend.
It is great. And Mike, I was shocked to find that you're
no.
I was shocked to find that your cousin Ann Dowd is in it. I went into it totally
working
blindly.
Actress. Working yeah, actress. Absolutely. Yep. She does but, get the job done.
What happened is the California Attorney General Rob Bonta is trying to block the states. The states are trying to block Paramount from taking over Warner Brothers and Discovery. Actual states are trying to block
because I think they got federal approval, right?
Yes, they did.
So now there's 12 states that are trying to block it.
Yeah, it's almost as if like the federal government doesn't care what's best for America. Almost. But California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Washington State are all trying to block the merger.
You know,
and I can't think of a time that actual state governments had gotten in the way of media monopolies. And I know they go both ways, but I mean, that's a pretty drastic situation.
You know, we didn't talk about it, and we probably should now that I think of it, because it wasn't all that top of mind. But pretty stunning Senate death over the weekend with Lindsey Graham passing away after a brief illness. You know, he had been in Ukraine. He's an outspoken supporter of Ukraine. The Russians are, you know, not exactly unknown for slipping somebody something that results in a terrible illness. Is there anything more that's dropped on that at all?
No, they said it looked all clean in the initial autopsy. But also Iran last week was saying they were going to kill him and having pictures of him up last week.
Okay.
Some funeral that they had. So,
and you know what? As someone who really diametrically opposed to so many things that Lindsey Graham was when he early on in his career had that relationship with John McCain. They were friends.
Yeah.
He was known as a senator who could work across the aisle, and then he just became a total lackey for the MAGA movement, which he did. And with all that said, and I hated it. I hated Lindsey Graham and the way he did that. But once again, this is my, I don't know, my decorum, the way I was raised, might be my age, but man, oh man, it just, there are times that you let them have it when they're alive. You really do.
I agree.
You let them have it when they are alive. And by the way, I believe with all of my soul, Josh might disagree with me, that the right started this bullshit with talking ill of the dead. And Donald Trump is the one that did it. Donald Trump does it. And now, when we do it, and people who come from the left do it, I fucking hate it. I absolutely hate it. It diminishes your argument. Wait a while, you know? As far as, I'm not going to sanitize. Well, you know what? When somebody dies, they're dead. They're dead, dead, Dom. They're gone, you know?
And you can disagree with his policies. That doesn't mean you are happy a guy dies.
Well, I think what happens now is, you know, well, Trump actually came out about somebody and said, I'm glad he's dead, which was just horrible. And I mean,
it's inappropriate.
It was my father that he said that about.
It's so.
It makes me so upset.
It's so impolite.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind.
That's a soft description of it, but that's what it is.
No,
where are the manners? We don't have any decorum in our society anymore.
No matter how against you may be someone politically, that person has family. That person has loved ones. Show a little respect for a moment. One of the biggest things that the states are concerned about, what this mostly boils down to, is that Warner Brothers Discovery is the parent company of CNN, and no one likes the idea of CNN being run by the same people that run CBS News, and I can understand that.
Now, CNN did a really nice job of mopping up my buddy Graham Plattner. They dispatched him pretty quickly.
Well, I think they probably had a lot of that written. I think they had that written in advance, probably.
Yeah, probably.
You know, like, so I hate that.
I don't understand monopolies, because they buy everything, then they jack up the price. But if we would just stop using them, the problem is they keep merging because they keep getting bigger and they can't afford to be big. So then they have to merge with others. And it's
something that you have to have, then they control you.
Yeah, right? But the issue is not
to have any of that.
Yeah, but the issue is not just the monopolies. It's the political angle of
yes,
the and monopolies and putting in people that have a political point of view. Mm-hmm. And now,
yeah, that's the problem with everything nowadays is it's mm-hmm. politics. Even yeah. this, even this, the states that band together all are states ran by the same party. So right.
And what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see?
So you can't trust anyone.
Don't trust no. Which, by the way, is the way I feel about heating and air conditioning companies.
Exactly. Always. They have a monopoly. They're doing a monopoly in your town.
That's the way I roll.
Because you can't find a mom and pop. Yeah.
That's the way I roll, baby. That's the way you do it. So that's it. That's all the information you have on that.
But we need to wait and see what happens. They're trying to make it hold off until
Paramount. Paramount now is talking about leaving California. And moving all of their studios out of California over this.
Speaking of Paramount, I'm not even sure if it was Paramount. Was it Paramount? I think so. I think that's what it was. Could be wrong. Don't know. My son makes me stay up Saturday night to watch the fight, the MMA fight.
Yeah, Robert
with Conor,
watched the fight. Yeah.
Conor McGregor, in the great tradition of the most hyped combat sports that you can possibly. Floyd Mayweather comes to mind when he fought Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. And, so many Floyd Mayweather fights. Even the heavyweight fights of old. The last time there was a consistent delivery on heavyweight fights, on any combat sports that you knew was a guarantee, was Mike fucking Tyson. He used to not disappoint because he'd come in there and usually eviscerate the guy. And if he didn't, he'd get knocked out and it was big news anyway.
Robert came storming down the next day. I said, how was the fight? He said there wasn't even a punch thrown.
Right.
And it was the most disappointing thing I've ever seen in my life.
What?
I said, Robert, go back over the last 15 years to the day after any big fight and see how many people started by saying it was supposed to be great, but it was an amazing disappointment. It's just they don't exist anymore.
You can't look, the risk you run, and doesn't take away from your bottom line promoters, but when you overhype something, traditionally it usually is a disappointment. In the case of the Conor McGregor fight, he blew, allegedly, I don't think he's lying about it, blew his knee out. I've had that injury. I think I know what happened. He put weight on it, and it popped out.
This is why you don't fight anymore.
I blew mine out in an altercation.
I know.
I did. Yeah. I legitimately did.
But not a pay-per-view.
No, not a pay-per-view, and I certainly couldn't pull that move back in that day that Conor did. But it looked to me when he was coming in, right before he was going to go into the octagon, he actually looked as though he tweaked something, and then it was gone, and there was nothing. And, oh, my God, if we're pissed or Robert and I are pissed, can you imagine the betting public? Because the guy wins. The guy wins by TKO. That's all there is to it. So, anyway, I mean, so many disappointments with the ridiculous hype machine. And, by the way, somebody tell Bruce Purple Buffer to, why don't you cut that in half, your stupid bullshit intros? Really, it's silliness. It's too much.
Mike, this is why I've chosen to focus on soccer.
Go!
Yeah. Well, you've got the home run derby tonight.
Oh, good.
Make up for it.
Eddie R. Wood says, Conor wasn't even wearing cowboy boots. Good memory, Eddie. Way to go. Thanks for
Hey, you know, that's a new guy that pops in just to be a dick. How about that?
Yes, he does.
Now,
but
now don't overhype this.
Yes, don't hype it up. We will take a short break and return. Do you have beautiful video for us today, Rob?
Gorgeous stuff.
I'm looking forward to that. But first, we want to tell you, I'm going to hype this. There are a lot of great cruises. Tom Cruise, Santa Cruz, Penelope Cruz.
Yes.
And of course, my favorite, Ted.
Oh, Ted Cruz.
Mighty Teddy, as he's always been called. Mighty Teddy's always ready.
Yes.
But none can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. This year, it's a better price, longer trip, more notice. Join Mike, Rob, Josh, and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margarita Village Sea Islander sailing January 21st, 27. It's 2027. It's very, very exciting.
Coming up.
Enjoy five. What do you mean it's coming up?
It's coming up closer every day. Mike, it's like every day it's 24 hours closer.
It's fucking July, you dunderhead.
Mike, create urgency, please. Just please.
Enjoy five days. It's coming up right around the corner. Enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, Larry Pennington night,
Yes.
Meet and greets, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. Plus, on-ship tattoos.
Yeah. Larry Pennington tattoos.
Plus, on-ship tattoos and buffets. Departing from Tampa, you'll get two relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and one final chill day before heading home on Monday. You're not going to want to go home. You're really not. I'm going to warn you about that to start with. 800-814-7100. That's 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store, book now, and lock in your price, and we'll see you under the sun. No FOMO FOYO. And by the way, as far as getting information, do you think maybe we could carve out a little time to talk about Josh's new project tomorrow? Just a little bit more, since we've covered it a little bit. We'll cover it some more.
I'd love to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea. I'd love to do that. Hit the music for Rob Spiewak's video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Mike, another death that you did not cover in the news at age 78 in Wellington, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Sam Neill passed from lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a variant of that. And he was in A Cry in the Dark. He was in Dead Calm. He was in The Piano. But to me, and someone
Peaky Blinders.
Age, that's true. The original Peaky Blinders.
Great in Peaky Blinders.
To me, Blinders. He'll always be part of one of the true magical movies of my lifetime. One of the ones that when I saw it in the theater, it was a jaw dropper. And I guess it's aged a little bit, but it's still so great.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park. Yeah. I mean, just so, so great. And let's go back and take a look at this scene because it's still
awesome. I hope it's the one I think it is.
It's a dinosaur. Uh-huh.
There he is.
You crazy son of a bitch, you're dead.
This tear up the rule book on cold-bloodedness, it doesn't apply. They're totally wrong. This is a warm-blooded creature.
This thing doesn't live in a swamp.
This thing's got, what, a 25, 27-foot neck? Brachiosaurus 30.
Now you're
Mike,
not.
It is my memory that we
you're
actually
gonna
had
get chewed in half, buddy.
It is my memory that we actually did a Don and Mike show screening the morning it came out, and it was it's still a staggering film, and I think a real. I mean, when they look back over the entire history of Hollywood, I think that film will be
that was a great clip to play. The one I remember from Sam Neill is when he is explaining the way the Velociraptor kills somebody, and they eat you while you're still alive. Remember, or he didn't say
a giant
it exactly.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was scary.
It's just
scary,
it's a great scary. It's a great, great film. So
it makes it also emphasizes how bad CGI is.
Yeah.
Because that movie looks great.
Mm-hmm. It does. Absolutely.
Anyway, age 78, way too young. My sympathies to his family, and safe home, Sam Neill. Now, Mike, you have been to Yellowstone, right?
Yes.
Did you encounter any wildlife, or did you just mostly follow the crowd to see the squirting water?
Let's see here. We got there early to see Old Faithful, and you realize as you're waiting around people that people suck.
Yep.
To be honest with you, with noise and talking and just, it made me feel like they were taking the amazing world of nature and turning it into a theme park, which is really what Yellowstone has turned into. But the natural beauty of Yellowstone is something to behold. I saw probably bison. That was probably what I saw more of than anything.
I think the biggest breed of bison they have there is called the bull bison. Mm-hmm. And if you see a bull bison, it's a pretty incredible thing to see, but you might want to get the hell out of there. I'm going to run this whole clip of a spectator watching a bull bison, being a bull bison, but sticking around just a little too long.
Oh, boy.
Okay. There he is. He's just, he's coming to a picnic setup. He lays down. Clair de Lune, lovely. Of course, I think the music was added later. I don't think they pipe in music.
Yeah.
but you to can the see national
they're,
park.
They're stopping to take pictures.
Yeah, sure. What's not to like?
You can't get a real perspective on how close they are, but they seem like they might be at a safe distance. Now he's
rolling.
Now
in
it looks
dust.
Like he's just happy, and that's what a dog does. Scratching his back a little bit. And now
you get sort of perspective when he gets close to the pickup truck. That he's nearly as big as a pickup truck. Now he's pursuing the guy that took this picture of him.
Yeah, he doesn't like
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And this guy is not a young fella. And the bull bison is after him still. He's trying to put trees between them. And now I'll pipe down because I want you to see what happens to this fella.
Oh, whoa!
My estimate is 9 feet in the air and flipped. Boom. Leave the bull bison alone right now.
God, I had no idea.
Can you imagine?
I hadn't seen it. Yikes.
It's scary. So just be careful, folks. Be very careful. I want to close, Mike, with something a little more upbeat. I think this is the greatest television commercial for a radio station that's ever aired. This goes back to 1981, and I'm playing this for a reason.
Oh, I think I know.
Anyone in Washington, D.C. will remember this ad.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something I know you'll like.
Dude Walker, commercial-free on your Q.
Nick Thompson looking ahead with you to three commercial-free hours every day on the Q.
Q107, Joe Cipriano driving you home commercial-free.
Baby.
Q107, this is Uncle Tommy, another commercial-free hour.
Q107, Sandy Weaver here with more commercial-free hours coming up for you on your Q.
That's remarkable.
Commercial-free hours is just one of the reasons Q107's a remarkable radio station.
Just a remarkable ad, and the reason I play that is that this Monday, coming up as a TMOS Extra, over the weekend, I interviewed Dude Walker and Doug Limerick, their first long-term interview. That they've done together since they left the air. They've popped up at places, but they did an hour with me talking about the establishment of Q107, that commercial, and how they dominated the airwaves for 2 years. And it is fascinating, and for anyone who's ever turned on a radio, you're going to want to hear it. But you have to subscribe to the bonus show to hear it. That's the only thing. So you may want to check that out. So that's Dude and Doug on the Mike O'Mara Show this Monday. Make sure you join us for
that. We're hopefully going to be able to air that.
Fingers crossed.
Well, no, I have to approve it first.
Oh, okay.
Well, we gave you the day off. So that's
just kidding.
Well, no, what we're going to do is I didn't know what Josh was going to do.
There's nothing I like hearing more than something that's been done without my knowledge.
Well, we could air the audio.
I'm serious as a heart attack. I want to get a listen before we air that, or at least be notified. Might be a good idea.
The alternative, we could run the audio for Shawshank.
No, you run the hell out of it. Just let me know what's going on for the fuckwad's sake here. I had no idea. I would have loved to set it up. I would have loved to do an intro. What the hell is happening here? Am I losing control of my empire, my failing empire? What the hell is going on here? I've got mutineers on board, ladies and gentlemen. They're doing things without telling me
We are preparing in case something happens to you with your trip this weekend.
I get it. I get it. You're preparing for my eventual death, which I think is legit.
Which could be on the boat. Who knows?
It could happen. It absolutely could happen. No, I remember seeing Doug Limerick at the Radiothon in 1981 time. Probably 80, 81. And Dude Walker's a great guy with the best pipes. Yes. But Doug Limerick's the one that came out to our Radiothon. And I looked at him, and it's one of the big reasons I wanted to be a DJ, because he had that way. But does he still have that kind of panache that he's always had?
Sensational, except when he laughs and a little bit of his North Carolina comes out. It's actually kind of funny.
All right.
I called him on it. They were both incredible. And if you like radio, you're going to love this interview. I promise.
Okay. So check it out on TMOS Extra. You have to subscribe to the bonus show to get the TMOS Extra, though, with Dude and Doug and Rob. And that'll be coming up. When's that going to drop?
Monday.
Very good.
Week from today.
All right. Good stuff.
That's it.
What's that?
We're done.
Oh, that's it. We got to go?
It. Yeah.
We don't have any more video.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. That was an interesting something. See, I mean, when you don't
tell me what's going on.
It's a weird video to end on.
It's a very interesting. Okay, that was the
I said we were closing with it.
Okay, I'm sorry, but no, I got a little rattled. The truth is
I didn't mean to rattle
you. But that's good, and that's a good commercial. And they were only knocked off maybe a little over 5-6 years later by Power 105 WAVA.
Exactly.
By two young upstarts. We got to get out of here. We'll see you next time. Hope you enjoyed it. And thank you, commenters, for that. We want to thank Larry Pennington and I believe David Lasher for stopping by. We appreciate that. And we'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is the irrelevant Mike O'Mara saying, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a
closed set. We think of Rob as good Rob and bad Rob.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers.
No, don't let him go.